The investigation continues into the problems associated with Boeing 737 MAX jets. Now we're learning that during flight simulations to recreate the problems with the jet involved in the Lion Air crash last October, pilots discovered that they had only 40 seconds to override the automated system to prevent a crash. To find out more about this issue and how it impacts the investigation, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Bob Hurton, a flight instructor and associate professor of aviation safety at Embry-Riddle University. Thanks for talking to us today. How serious is this discovery of 40 seconds?
Well, Rebecca, it's 40 seconds is really a long time. And in aviation, when you have emergencies, I know in the Navy we were taught we had bold-faced items, which were those that you did immediate action, you had memorized, then you had a pocket checklist, and then you got on the radio and talked to somebody. So 40 seconds can seem like forever in an airplane with problems, but it's really quite a bit of time.
Okay, but is this the amount of time they had to fix it or to actually go digging around for a manual to figure out, you know, look for the chapter on fixing it?
Well, I'm not real clear on that. Generally, that's not going to, like as you said, Boeing didn't have that in their manuals initially. So it's probably to deactivate the system and take control of the aircraft, so less than 40 seconds before ground impact. So if that's what it was, that's still a lot of time, but let me go back to some things, if you don't mind, with computers and aviation. Back all the way back to the Mercury 7 astronauts, they insisted that a stick and a window be put in the Mercury capsule because they didn't trust the computers at that time. 1988, the first Airbus crash, A320, the system overrode pilot input, pushing the nose down because the system thought the aircraft was going to stall. So it's been a problem. Every time you introduce computerized or software systems, there's a problem.
Okay. And you know, again, 40 seconds is a lot of time in some ways, but you know, there are things I have to do in here with the equipment in here that take a few seconds.
Right.
But if I screw up, I'm not killing anybody.
Right. But 40 seconds, if you're climbing out in the airplane, if you can disconnect the system and manually take control of the aircraft, then you've got control of it. But what was happening was that they couldn't disconnect the system, at least in those two crashes. I'm not sure on that 42nd one. I couldn't find out anything yet, and I haven't got my Air and Space magazine yet to find out. But at least it shows that they're working towards finding the problem and getting a solution.
And it also sounds like the issue, again, is training, right? I mean, the pilots who are going to work for airlines here train differently than pilots who are going to work overseas.
Well, training is a big thing, and I'm really surprised and a little disappointed that the only thing that they had was a little computer-based program for the pilots on a system that was dramatic. And again, part of the problem is, and we're seeing that also in some of these autonomous vehicles that are being developed, is that you have engineers or software developers that don't really understand all the mechanics of driving or flying, and they put things in that want to, again, the A320 was built to save the pilot from making pilot error, and yet it wouldn't let them take over when there was a problem.
All right. Not a comfort at all. Thanks a lot for talking to us. We appreciate it. Bob Hurton, flight instructor, associate professor of aviation safety at Embry-Riddle University.